Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Resurrected Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. I'm your host, Tom Lacavera-Stewart, joined by my co-host, J.J. Zapp, over here with us.
Good evening, all.
Good evening. And special guest tonight we weren't expecting to have on. I wish I could have promoted it, but he'll be coming back on much more, I think, in the future. Mr. Brendan O'Connell with Connecting the Dots. Oh, the dots are so interesting, aren't they, Brendan?
Good day, mate. Yes, indeed they are. Very interesting.
All right.
America. No, 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 America.
Oh, well.
End of the great science experiment.
It is indeed. All the Americans I speak to say, how do I get out? And I'm saying, how the hell do I get there? Don't worry about that.
Welcome to guinea pig land.
Well, you have a place. You definitely have a place if you get here. So you don't have to worry about that. You just have to worry about being able to get here.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll get past LA immigration somehow.
Well, you know, you can just get married or something, right?
Oh, no, it's those three warrants. One's a felony, so I threatened to kill a prison officer who organized my beating in jail. That's a big story. Big organized crime. People got their throats cut. Big bikie gang, the Finks. It was all in the papers. That was moi, because I'm not satisfied with just Israel as an enemy. I must have major organized crime figures, corrupt prison officers, and corrupt police also on my enemy list.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is a problem. I hope that doesn't prevent you from coming here, period, forevermore. What's the statute of limitations on that stuff?
Oh, no. There's a whole back end to that. There was a minister involved, Joe Francis. It was a private email to him saying, basically, if you don't investigate these clowns and what they did to me, busted my arm, broke me up on 9/11, 2012, nearly killed me, blew my pupil, I was rushed to hospital, priority one lights and siren, huge cover-up, disappeared x-rays, untreated, badly displaced fracture of my right ulna, totally untreated, fractured jaw, hairline fracture, upper humerus, black and blue over, and when you read the paperwork, it was like I'd bumped my head on the end of the bed, and it was complete cover-up. So I said, if you don't do it, I will kill the B-A-S-T-A-R-D. And
wait a minute, did you say it just like that?
No, it was went from an email, which bounced back due to language. I had a few coffees and I was peed off. It's a long story. There was huge harassment going on, massive. And like I said, Israel never bothered me. I'll take on Israel all day. Never have I feared Israel. However, the organized crime, corrupt police in my home state, the minister who I addressed it to, the Minister for Corrective Services, Mr. Joe Francis, a good Catholic lad, ex-Royal Australian Navy submariner, which is ironic because that's what started my journey, the Collins-class sub, Leon Wend, Israeli Defense Force personnel. He rang me that night and said, Brendan, I'm more scared of my own prison officers than I am of the bikies after I stopped their drugs getting into the jail. That's a quote from a serving minister who had to get an ex-Special Forces commander, Colonel retired James McMahon, SAS, that's a Special Air Service base in Perth, had to bring him in as his corrective services commissioner to run the jail because the corruption was so bad and to, quote, watch his back, the minister's back. Well, that didn't stop the people recording the call for 30 minutes because they then threatened the minister a couple of weeks later. And that was when I finally decided, I think I need to get out of this place. It's just too bad. Now, that call is not in dispute. I have emails from my lawyer at the time, Simon Freitag, a much sought-after criminal barrister in Perth, with the Department of Public Prosecution, senior prosecutor David Thiering, saying the call is not in dispute. So I have evidence that I spoke to a very high-level Catholic neocon conservative, but neocon light. This is Australia. We're not quite that hardcore. But that is a ticket into the intelligence and armed forces community of Australia. That was in with former Catholic Jesuit trained priest, Mr. Tony Abbott, the former PM and wannabe PM of Australia. That was my ticket in. We were going to have beers. People think I'm joking. I've got all the proof. It's all online. It's all in my synopsis and other material on my blog. This is why I keep telling people, you need to read my case. This thing went all the way to the Secretary of State at the time, Hillary Clinton meeting with Inspector Barry Shelton, head of counterterrorism in Perth, saying, we all respect your work, and my unfolding of the Israeli defense industry, Israeli high technology industry. That's how it all started way back in 2005, came to a head in 2009 when they arrested me under, quote, hate speech legislation. And I said, let's go to trial. I'm going to raise all these matters on the public record at my highly publicized trial. And everything went crazy, including the Israeli ambassador coming out against me, the Israeli deputy foreign minister, the Australian foreign minister, and on and on and on. And that's why I had to end up leaving, because they just would not stop raiding me and throwing charges at me. And I had so much dirt on them from jail, they didn't know how to deal with me. And in the end, I said, I'm going to have to leave. So I went to Malaysia, then Iran, the rest is history. Hello, here we are. Warrant moderates.
Say that 10 times fast.
You
didn't have coffee tonight?
It's like my head starts spinning as I start. It's like so much happened, man. So much. It was out of crazy.
Okay. Just to remind folks out there, you can go to the Resurrect the Republic chat room. You can get there from rtrtruthmedia.com. Or, by the way, also we're running a special. I just want to mention real quick, a special promotion. We had a donor who's going to donate a PC laptop of at least $500 value. For those of you out there, smash that PayPal link. Every $25 buys one chance, one ticket. And get through this real quick, just to let people know, so it's also on the archive. You can go to resurrectorepublic.com. You can go to rtrtruthmedia.com. PayPal's on the upper right hand side. We got to do that. We're doing a fundraiser to get equipment, Brendan. So sorry to have to throw that in there so early, but I want to get that out of the way. Thanks for the folks that have already donated. All right. So.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Well, why aren't you asking me for money? I'm living it up in Kuala Lumpur, apparently, with millions of dollars from the
morning. Oh, yeah, yeah. You got Bentleys and Rolls Royces.
I've got a gold-plated jet. I've got a gold-plated jet. I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I've seen your room, bro. I know where you're living. I know what's up, man. It's you know, it's always something. You know, it's one of the things that, you know, the online community, everybody has, everybody's a shill. Everybody, you know, I'm the good cop here, man. I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of guys out there that I talk to that I know that you butt heads with and stuff. But, you know, I try not to get involved in that kind of stuff. I'm trying to talk some sense into a lot of people, but I've poured over your work, and I haven't found any flaws in it. I mean, you and I, we minorly disagree with some, really minor issues that really are not relevant to the information.
Well, that's right. You just can't accept that I'm always right and you're mostly wrong.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
That's it.
I don't really care anyway. I see an honorable, moral man that's telling the truth.
Yeah.
And I love the fact you brought up clowns earlier. Those clowns, we got a lot of those clowns in this country too, and they seem to love to make felons. So maybe you're perfect fit to this country. You know, we have a professional organization, or super professional organization, that makes felons every day.
Well, look, I saw it how it worked, and when you go into the jail system and you meet people and you read their transcripts and you see people plainly set up, you see people set up juries, rigged juries, and this isn't fantasy. You didn't read it; you're looking at it, and then
that's
read the newspaper article.
Exactly.
Yeah, jail school. I was traumatized afterwards, because of Israel.
The question has always been: do you believe your lying eyes? It's right there in front of you, people. Come on. Do you believe your eyes?
I was PTSD when I found out they can walk into your house, throw some drugs on the table, no prints on it, nothing, and just lock you up for 10 years, and you can sit there going, but I'm innocent, and no one
gets. Yes, and if they like you in there, if you're a good prisoner, they might throw you a little curveball and set you up in a cell with somebody that's going to start a fight a couple days before you're supposed to get out, and
Razor
and Schaefer Cox and those people, they keep them in there forever on administrative crap. It's just like, oh, you fouled, too bad.
Yeah. Well, listen, that's what scares me, and that's what scared me when I got out of jail. They could walk in and just set me up, and no one's going to give a damn. I'm just the hater who hates Jews, racist, nutcase, and they will say and do. And they had me down as complaining the police deleted my UFO footage. They made it up. They made up I'd threatened to wipe out all Jews. They just made it up. When that happens to you, man, and you're in the front page and your mother's going, what, babe, you lost your mind? You say, hey, chill out, Mum. It's garbage. And I was laughing, and people said, you got to stop laughing, man. Stop laughing.
They tried painting you like the ADL creations that they make and they put out there for real, which, by the way, brings me to real quick and clear the air on this. I have friends who have sent me very dear friends of mine who I love and I respect have kept sending me these links to this Ask Clown Patrick Little. I have to go on the record here with what I believe. He's either a creation of the ADL, or B, he's just lost his marbles, or C, he's just trying to get, you know, some, but yeah, something's not right. I saw this picture of him in a, what was that? Where was it? Where was that picture of the blimp? I mean, come on, really, dude, we're trying to talk about Israeli high technology and exposing real serious issues. And here comes this guy with his poster card standing out in front of places that oh my God. Look, people like that want me to, you know, make me want to beat my head in the wall, because as they do that, our names get attached to morons like this. Now, Patrick Little, knock it off, man. I mean, I would have much more respect for him if he was running for office and he looked at the camera and said, look, Israel technology is a serious problem. They are overrepresented in the banking industry and all that. You want to talk about all that other stuff, that's fine. But, you know, just name-calling people, castigating people, that's a provocateur. And that's all that is. So,
yeah, and they always end up to have been on cocaine charges or kiddie fiddler charges, and always end up to be criminal informants for the police. There's some very famous cases where, sure enough, you then find out, oh, and by the way, you were released from jail. Who's that famous one? He's all of 5'6", looks like he's from southern Italy, but he's a white supremacist, and it was just him and his cocaine buddy got out early on probation. They were just running the white nationalist movement in the United States. He's famous.
Yeah, I don't give those guys any attention. But you know what irritates me is when I'll be commenting somewhere, I'll be sharing information somewhere, and you know, about three or four trolls pop up and say, "Oh, you're a Patrick Little, or you're this," or I'm like, "Oh, that's what makes me want to just kick this guy right square in the." Well, you get it. Anyway, I wanted to go on the record for saying this. I know a lot of good friends have given this guy way too much time and attention, and they're not seeing how groups like the ADL have used propaganda. What was the name of that guy? I always forget his name. The one they put forward as that terrorist leader that did these terrorist videos, and he was the son of somebody in the Mossad. Oh, I always forget his name. I hate that. But you people, you, our listeners know who we're talking about. The fake terrorist that went around drumming up fear. Videos.
Yeah, I remember him well. I remember Mike Rivero doing long stories on it. Yeah,
man. Just, I mean, I think his name was Perlman.
Yeah, something like that.
But who cares? That's what reminds me. When I look at Patrick Little, they have two modus operandi. They either act as the enemy they want to attack and act seriously, or they act like critics of Jews and of Israel and act like a retard. And that is the two modus operandi.
A friend of mine is doing an article on them. He's got attachments to a Hollywood actor. He's got attachments to a Hollywood producer who's got a lot of money, and that's who's funding him.
Yeah, well, things like that need to be called out. Now, you and
maybe some of our listeners are like me and don't really know who this dirtbag tool is. That's what it sounds like. Maybe you should explain more who this guy is for those of us who really don't know, or probably wouldn't bother to know anyway. But
I hope the guy's not genuine. I really do, because you know, that's not the way that you wake people up. That's not the way that you make them that you show people that there's a problem. And I just. Oh, anyway, we've given him more time on this show than I want to give
him. The default setting should always be clown. It should always be clown.
Clown, X. Yeah, clown.
Yeah.
Until further information is gathered. But default setting, clown. Lots of them out there. Very bored. A lot of them deal drugs on the side, pot and meth, and they're very bored. They work for the police, the professional criminal informants, work for fusion centers associated with Lockheed. And there's tens of thousands of them in the United States. There's 3,000 alone paid official informants in my home state of Western Australia. 2.4 million people, 3,000 paid official thumbprinted criminal informants, not including the 10,000 informal ones. So once you understand it's Stasi level, East Germany, once you understand that, things start to make sense.
Okay, I have a couple questions coming through in the chat room, and we'll address this and give him just another couple seconds of fame. Mer Bailey, who I have a lot of respect for, says Talmud Stream Media deleted Patrick's 18% lead. Why shouldn't he be free to address the problem any way he chooses? That's not really what we're talking about. Anybody should be free to do whatever you want to do, but when you all you're doing is repulsing people, that's kind of like saying, why are you letting this Jewish kid act like a Muslim and terrorize people into thinking that there's a greater threat in the area that he's living in? It's just, first of all, nobody's not letting anybody not do anything. But just like he has the freedom of speech to act like a clown, we have the freedom of speech to call him out and say, look, there's a...
Amen.
Far better way of doing it, right?
I said when he first came out and was stomping on the flag, I thought, is he a white nationalist? Hello, anyone? No one would answer my question. What are his affiliations? He did a really good speech. He came out, he stomped on the Israeli flag. He was an ex-Marine. He wasn't ugly. He wore a suit. And I thought, oh, maybe this guy could be good. Can someone please tell me, is he a white nationalist? Is he hanging with David Duke? Is he hanging with Dr. Kevin McDonald? And of course, eventually, of course, it all came out. And as he said, Adam Greener asked him, do you know Brendan O'Connolly's work on Israeli high tech? He said, yes. Now, did it ever occur to this clown, had he had two brain cells, to simply make his issue not, quote, Jews rape kids, which he put on that big blimp?
Yeah.
I mean, it was
and,
just and, asking for it.
Okay, and for the further comment from Rebellion, we're giving, I think we're giving this guy more time, but out of respect for Mayor. Mayor, I do be sure and call him all the kinds of names you would like for yourselves. You know, I've been called names. Name calling doesn't bother me because I know the demeanor that I have and the way that we spread this truth is a manner. I don't get in a lagoon with a huge oversized blimp saying Jews rape babies and kikes do this, and that's not. Look, he's free to do whatever he wants, but I have a real problem with that approach because the ADL historically have put people out just like him. In fact, many of the Klansmen, by the way, I don't even go down that rabbit hole, all backed by the ADL. Okay, so when you start running some of these routes down, if you ever had conservatives that, like, I'm trying to wake up conservative Christians who are Zionists that have been programmed to be Zionists from the time they were kids. You get a guy in the middle of a lagoon with Jews rape babies, and that's it. Cognitive dissonance. There is no waking anyone up at that point. That strategy has a psychological effect, and I think this is actually important that we're talking about it this long. That psychological effect, you see, Mert, you're awake. You're awake. There's a lot of people that we're trying to reach out to. We don't want to be in an echo chamber of a bunch of people that know that Israel and Russia and China are the problem. We don't want to be in a little echo chamber. We're trying to win hearts and minds. And when you sit out in the middle of a gloom with Jews rape babies, that's not the way to do it. I'm sorry. You're an idiot. At that point, you're just a freaking idiot. And yes, I will call him a name. It's an ad hominem attack. But I'm not the one that sat out in the middle of a freaking lagoon with kikes kill or kikes rape babies. I mean, come on. Come on, people, wake up. That's not how you approach truth at all. Do some rabbis do it? Yep. Do some Catholic priests do it? Yep. Do some politicians do it? Yep. But, man.
I think you have to explain it, you've already lost.
Yeah, well, maybe. Folks, we'll be right back after a few words from our
Tung Su. Tung Su.
Yeah, yeah. Be right back, folks. Resurrect Republic.
For you and me, welcome to the base. Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer from me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, a flood down in Texas.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, yes. So, on the last note that I'm going to give on that subject, somebody had told me about applying the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Okay, when I will not call an entire race of people or group of people, culture, identity, whatever, including my stepbrother, who is Jewish, who rejected Talmudism and rejected Zionism, okay, I won't call all of anybody anything, but when you call all of something baby rapers and kikes and all of that kind of business, look, you have freedom to do it, but the golden rule just got applied to Patrick Little's ass. Sorry. Anyway, I'm off that subject now. Pass the ball!
Can I just make one final point?
Yes.
Instead of saying all that, he could have simply said, in Detroit and Cleveland, they drink lead in their water. In Tel Aviv, they sip champagne. The U.S. taxpayers are funding a gigantic hobby for a certain House of Rothschild banker. He has a hobby. It's a hobby. It's like a guy who knocks down an ancient rainforest to set up a racetrack. You know what I mean? It's his hobby. Israel's his little hobby. And it's caused the deaths of hundreds, if not millions of people. And Patrick Little sits there.
Yeah.
Yes. And sits there and makes a mockery when if he was for real, if he really, say he was a sincere white nationalist, he could have kept it to himself and been very smart and tactical, infiltrated, and then gone to the U.S. taxpayers with this information, Israeli high technology. Yeah. He didn't do that because that's not his job. He's an agent provocateur. But my default setting is clown, always clown. And then with further evidence, I move up the ranks to agent provocateur. As you said, I'm finished if you're finished.
Yeah, I'm finished. I mean, I hate to do that, but when I start having comments being fed at me, and first of all, I didn't even know who he was until I had about 10 different people in different threads on articles and other things that I comment on that I'm out here trying to work, waking people up. Call me Patrick Little, right? So I'm like, why is everybody calling me Patrick? Who is Patrick Little? And then I see a big blimp in a lagoon that say, Jews rape babies. I mean, come on! Really? That's who people think that I am because I'm pointing out Israel because of that? I mean, there's a smart way of waking people up. That's just not it. That's provocateurism. That's not waking anyone up. That's only getting people who already think that already have this belief to say, attaboy. But it's not waking anybody up. You know, it's not showing people, like we're about to talk about the real stuff. What's really going on, Brendan? Let's connect the dots.
Man, we've got to get onto flat Earth urgently, man, because that's for the real issue. All right, it's a joke.
No. I'm not even going there. Nope.
Come on, you got to admit it's a book. I mean, I want to write a book about the whole internet world of characters.
Oh, God. Okay, all right, let's connect the dots. Let's get serious for a minute. All right. You were sharing some information with me earlier before we went live.
Sorry, I didn't send that earlier. Sorry about that.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I have a bunch of stuff up here, and I also have this law, United States-Israel Energy Cooperation. That's very interesting.
Well, that's the biggie. That's a big one.
Yeah, that's very interesting. I'm going to drop the link into the chat room for folks to peruse that a little bit. Now, this is the kind of serious stuff that needs to be that really does need to be addressed. So why don't you tell us a little bit about
Absolutely.
That?
Absolutely.
Well, this is although I do manage to find my own stuff and I can connect a few dots, I often get stuff sent to me. This was sent to me by Diane in Tennessee. A grandmother used to work in the corporate world. She lives in a little shack in Tennessee somewhere, and she is a great little digger and researcher. And this is the, just so you understand that you are legislated by law. So often we saw with the, if you remember the BDS movement, the boycott, divestment, sanction movement, which was gathering huge steam, you saw legislators, Congress people coming out and saying, no, we're going to make that illegal in certain states. Now, they actually have a grounding already for that in this particular legislation, which is the US Code Title 42, Chapter 152, Subchapter 8, Part A, 17337, the US Code, United States-Israel Energy Cooperation. May I read the first few paragraphs?
Yes, please.
All right. This was enacted, I think, in 2005, 2007. Just let me get to it. A, findings. Congress finds that, one, it is in the highest national security interest of the United States to develop covered energy sources. Two, the State of Israel is a steadfast ally of the United States. Three, the special relationship between the pimp and its whore, excuse me, that's not actually in there, I said that.
Yeah,
the special relationship between the United States and Israel is manifested.
Oh, no.
Oh,
cancel
baby,
that,
you were
man,
just
please.
About to give it to us.
Oh, wow. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I'll edit out the commercials and upload this later, commercial free. We'll be right
Take
back.
Around. Or on the other side.
Everything you earn by breaking your backs. We're gonna redistribute when we make our big tax. Hey, sit the count, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, close the sea of tears. With no provisions,
welcome back.
But in all the places, both the straits of fear.
RTR Truth Media, Reloaded, Resurrect the Republic. I'm your host, Tom Lacabara Stewart, joined by my good friend,
JJ Zapp.
And Mr. Brendan O'Connell, which he was tearing into 42 U.S. Code 17337, United States-Israel Energy Cooperation. We might as well start from the beginning since we got cut off at point three.
Section A, findings. Congress finds that, one, it is in the highest national security interests of the United States to develop covered energy sources. Two, the state of Israel is a steadfast ally of the United States. Three, I know, I want to laugh every time I read steadfast ally. I have to fight myself. Don't laugh. Just keep reading.
Oh, God.
All right. Okay, I'm going to start again. Three, the special relationship. I also laugh when I see that. But the special relationship between the United States and Israel is manifest.
I liked it the way you said it better last time.
It's like a teenage daughter, 13. Dad, give me money. Give me money or else. You know? The special relationship between the United States and Israel is manifested in a variety of cooperative scientific research and development programs, such as, this is very important, listen up, A, the United States-Israel Binational Science Foundation. Remember that BSF, Binational Science Foundation. And B, the United States-Israel Binational Industrial Research and Development Foundation. That's the BIRD, the B-I-R-D, the BIRD, the BIRD, the BIRD is the world. All right, I'm going to move on, but we'll go back to that. Those programs have made possible And no one's ever heard this before. I can't find this mentioned anywhere. So we were the first, a combination of that Telpiot crew, Joseph, Jaleel, Cheyenne, John Swin, and also Greg McCarron and Jeremy Rothkershaw. Mm-hmm. And I hope I missed anyone else. But it was Diane who put the icing on the cake. I didn't do any of this. This was handed to me. But I knew straight away, aha, this ties in with everything. All right. But those programs have made possible, A, many scientific, technological, and commercial breakthroughs in the fields of sciences, medicine, bioengineering, agriculture, biotechnology, communications, and others, and B, significant contributions to the development of renewable energy and energy efficiency through the established programs of the United States-Israel Binational Industrial Research and Development Foundation and the United States-Israel Binational Science Foundation.
Well, they're bio.
You're right. Now, I don't want to keep going on, but it's saying in all of this stuff, this is legislation. Now, when you understand who sat on the board of the Binational Industrial Research and Development Foundation, and who started...
Well, let me just make a mention real quick here to maybe people that have, you know, tuning in for the first time or whatever. But when I hear this talk in the language of this legislation, calling Israel, you know, the special relationship, special allies and all of this, it makes me think back to Pennsylvania, to the nuclear technology and theft that was taken.
It's all linked in with that.
Right, and that's just scratching the surface.
Rafi,
but just to make
Rafi
mention.
Rafi Itan, former Mossad's top spy.
Yes.
Our silver platter buddies.
Yeah, so I mean, there's the special relationship. Folks out there, we keep hearing about Russia, Russia, Russia from the liberals. And just like they did with the Kavanaugh hearings, with the faux story about a sexual thing, they're pointing the finger at every wrong thing and it's all subterfuge. You want to know about the real collusion? It comes through Israel and through Russia and through China. Special relationship with, I'm sorry, I digress. Go ahead.
Go ahead. We hand them the weapons on a silver platter and then give them a bunch of money to do whatever they want with them.
Oh, and then they, you know, 2008 crash. Where do you think the $5 trillion went? The $5 trillion
exactly.
Wasn't lost.
Seems
it wasn't
exactly.
Lost.
2.3 trillion, right? On the day before 9/11, too. I wonder where that budget went.
Rabbi Dov Zakheim, you know, where'd that go? It wasn't lost. It was transferred. So now they're doing, of course, a Pentagon audit for the first time. You know, I've got to give it to Bernie Sanders. I was watching him, and he was just tearing him a new one. He was actually saying, "You mean to
Uncle
tell me,
Bernie?"
I know. I agreed with him on that point too. But just every time I hear the word Bernie Sanders,
what's the matter with you? You don't know what it's like to be poor.
Oh, I hate that guy. Anyway, oh, yeah, but I agree.
There's no other person on the planet with a voice like that. Come on,
every one of these parasites has to say something to people that resonate with people. But you know, you know how James Traficant said that Israel treats us like a whore. Well, here you go.
Right. But this is beautiful. It's legislated. It's as if Nikita Khrushchev walked into the Congress and said, "Comrades, you will now write this legislation and handle this technology to us." Comrade Stalin is, well, actually, Stalin was dead by then, but Comrade Stalin is very happy. Thank you. Remember David Ben-Gurion, the first Prime Minister of Israel?
I am proud Bolshevik!
Racing. Prime Minister was either born in or was the son of a Polish-Russian communist from Russia or Poland. That's not an accident.
When I talk to other conservatives, they're like, Israel's God's chosen people, and those that bless, those that bless it. Well, stop reading from the damn Scofield Bible and actually pick up a newspaper and read something, because all of this is, it's really kind of out there for people to see. It's not like, we don't need clandestine spies to get us information to show us this stuff. This is really, it's just about connecting the dots, right?
It's going back in history, because who started the BSF? That was first the Binational Science Foundation. Who started that? What? That was none other than Council on Foreign Relations, or the CFR, known as Communism for Rothschild, the Council on Foreign Relations under Henry Kissinger. He started the BSF with Israel. And who finalized the BIRD, the Binational Industrial Research and Development Foundation, in 1978 or 79? At the Camp David agreements, with none other than Trilateral Commission. Trilateral Commission, good old Zbigniew Brzezinski. Remember the Grand Chessboard, America's Geostrategic Priority. He's there signing it as well. None other than Dr. Steve Pachenik, who's now the handler for Mr. Alex Jones, Roger Stone, who was with Nixon. Yeah, Nixon setting up China and handing over the BSF and the bird to Israel. Are you beginning to connect some dots now?
Dude, you know what? It's crossed my mind, and I
Are
hope
you
I'm
sure
not.
You're listening?
You know what just crossed my mind, and I don't know if I'm right about this or not, but you know how horribly Israel treats the Palestinians. What if their treatment of the Palestinians really is a greater smokescreen, right? Because all of the press is like all about Palestinians and their homes being destroyed and the kids being killed. And those are very important. I mean, they're critically important things, but it stops many of the people that I know that are awake to a lot of what's going on, and they're focused on that all the time, and they don't often look beyond that to what's really going on. You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but
it's not just you.
Wow.
Yeah, you're crazy, man. Are you sure you're not going to be found with a kilo of cocaine in your lounge room floor by tomorrow?
I don't use cocaine.
No, I just mean, you know, the police. I'm just saying.
By the way, just letting everyone know, I'm not feeling suicidal, and you know, I'm not a baby raper. There is no porn on my computer, and all of that stuff. As a matter of fact, I have a TeamViewer link up with somebody from Pennsylvania. So that they can pop into my computer anytime I want. So if you can, if anything is found, or if you find me dead in my yard or something, I assure you, I'm aside from Lyme disease, I'm quite healthy.
All right. Hey, let's keep going, because this is an important point.
Yes.
So
yeah,
understand the bird. There's also the BARD, the B-A-R-D, the Binational Agricultural Research and Development Foundation. So every time you see BB strutting around going, it's a miracle. Israel is blessing us. God is blessing Israel with this amazing new agriculture. They're greening the desert in China. They're going to green the desert in Syria. They're building the smart cities. Israel is incredible. No, they stole it all. It's being forced out through the BSF, the BIRD, and the BARD, put in by Kissinger and good old Dr. Steve Pachenik, sitting there right now handling Trump, bragging that a military coup has taken place. So now you're beginning to see. Now, LACEM, what is LACEM? It's a military intelligence arm operating overseas for Israel. And they were operating in the United States. Now, who was setting up the bird and sitting on the board at the same time? Well, it was no one else but General Yitzhak Yaakov, the head of LACEM in the United States at the time of Pollard. Now, can I read to you from the Executive Intelligence Review? This is good old Lyndon LaRoche. Now, Lyndon LaRoche was a strange one, a very strange fellow.
No, he's not so strange.
I know, but I'm telling you, he put out some incredible research before he, too.
Absolutely. The basement, there was the incredible stuff.
Yeah, until he unfortunately had a run-in with 16 years in a jail and IRS.
Yes, and then was kissing the Hillary's butt.
Yes. Well, his wife now.
I was a huge supporter of them for over a decade, because through the 90s, I had to have some answer, something that was opposite what was going on after 91 Bush's New World Order speech, 1,000 points of light, and then 92 they shot Vicky Weaver, blew Vicky Weaver's head off, you know, and then 93 we had Waco, and you know, 95 was Oklahoma City. So I had to do something, you know what I mean? And so I spent a lot of time with them, and actually there's, you know, the whole Schiller Institute thing, and it's all very good. They believe in new Renaissance, like a classical style of a Renaissance in art and technology, because you understand science and look further into it. That's what it's all about.
Well, they now his wife is deep in bed with China and the Belt and Road Initiative, so she's the enemy.
Yes, I know. I know. That was one of the main reasons I actually liked joining it, was because this whole land bridge idea made perfect sense to me, because why wouldn't it work? Because the trains did what they did, and commerce was, you know, the thing was able to, dynamic was able to change. And that was why, actually, like I said, why I joined the thing, because that really did change the dynamic, you know, as it would have been a significant change in the dynamic, which it is. Only thing from you, I do believe what you're saying in the whole flower thing, the map from the 1500s, where they're the center of the three-point flower with Africa and Europe and Asia being the three petals, you know, and they're right in the center of the hub doing it all. It certainly is more than plausible and would be exactly what I would see as though those who call themselves Jews but aren't would do.
Amen. And this is, like I said, it's the guy who kills the rare rhinos in the rainforest to set up a tennis court. People are dying for a little experiment with a bunch of very bored rich people.
That's their favorite place to be, right in the middle where they, you know, they get their mittens, you know, their mittens, which
so
is
let's, a lot to let's, share. Let's get back to the United States Israel Energy Cooperation. We keep falling off
right.
of that.
So who sits on the board? Sorry. Who sits on the board? None other than the head of LACAM, or the Israeli Intelligence Service attached to the military, General Yitzhak Yaakov, sits on the board of the BRID. Okay, who else? Rafi Itan, their number one Mossad spy, sits on the board of the BRID, deciding who will get a contract to work with the American military industrial complex, all the universities. Remember Alex Jones, the Chi-Coms, the Chinese have taken over this. Just replace China with Israel, and there you go. So Alex is actually telling the truth. If you just remember, China equals Israel. We'll say it for Alex, because Alex apparently can't say it.
Well, he took a step away from the Cold War rhetoric, at least that. You know, he graduated from the...
he took a lot of flack over Ron Paul spanking him on his neocon talking points. But okay, well,
And there's Roger Stone playing cards with arch neocon Bill Kristol, son of Irving Kristol, the founding father of the U.S. neocons. And there's Roger Stone working with them all, playing cards with him once a month. I mean, a good friend of Bill Kristol. So you work it all out. I can work it out.
Trotskyite.
Yep. Council on Foreign Relations. There's Roger Stone with Richard Nixon and Kissinger helping set up China. He's there. Pechenik's there. There's a whole gaggle of them, all in their mid to late 20s.
It's so hard being a paleo-conservative in today's world, I swear to God.
It is. Because it's all words. We're all confused. But LACAM, so here you have the founding of Israel by Polish and Russian communist Jews. It's never changed. Now they're bragging that basically Russian Jews, or those that claim to be Jewish, don't even have a Jewish relative, are now being accepted. They're all Soviet
Union. They just love money.
God bless them. So they're all missile technicians, the aeronautical engineers. They've now moved into Israel, and they're now running the education system. They're affecting the language. They don't even bother learning Hebrew. They certainly don't convert. And their best friends, like Avigdor Liebman, the Secretary of Defense, the foreign minister, is considered to be best friends with Vladimir Putin, along with Bibi. And now Lockheed has very kindly dumped the crown jewel, which is not just the aircraft, the F-35. It's also satellite technology, because the F-35 doesn't switch its radar on. It's handled by satellites, which then have direct links with the aircraft. It's masses of technology. All right. It's including space technology. And so you now have all these Russian technicians.
And always the budget to do it, too. Give them the budget, too.
Yeah. And it's all paid for by the U.S. tax.
Can't leave anything out.
Who are drinking lead in their water in Cleveland while they're sipping champagne in Israel. So you have this massive, and there's Donald Trump. Oh, Trump's going to save you. Well, he might, but you'll be thanking Jim Mattis for that, I think. It won't be because...
I know you keep saying that. I'm not convinced of that, but I hope. I'm hopeful. I'm not seeing it yet.
Well, I'm seeing it.
Like they do in the south of France, they're dumping the champagne on the floor, you know, those $1,000 bottles.
So you have these Russian Israeli military intelligence officers sitting on a board with a direct run into Congress, which says, give us your tech now. It's so Russian. You know, it's so Russian. Just give it. Thank you.
Okay. Now, I know that we keep doing this, but let's get back to the United States Israel Energy Cooperation.
It's on track there, Tom.
Let me read you from the excellent time when Lyndon LaRoche used to do the best research ever with Jewish authors, I might add, conservative, loyal American Jews. Remember that. Yep. Listen to this. This is links in with Jonathan Pollard, the ex-committee, the mega group, Bronfman, the next VM cult, Roger Stone, sex slavery, John Bolton and sex groups, Roger Stone and sex groups.
Ooh, the current you said day that name. Stuff. I'm sorry. You said that name. My little thing went off. John Bolton.
Well, they're friends. Sorry, now, listen to this. So this whole group, including Netanyahu, are all linked. Listen to this. Yep. The actual U.S. – this is from, God bless you, Lyndon LaRoche, before you went and did 16 and realized your true master. Anyway, the actual U.S. station chief, LACAM, which is military intelligence, right, in the United States is General Yitzhak Yakov, who is now based out of Robotics and Software International in New York. Yakov is the former chief scientist of both the Israeli Defense Forces and the Israeli Defense Ministry.
Oh,
there's nothing to see here, everyone. Don't worry, it's okay.
Yep.
Yakov retired at an early age in 1980.
Let's all talk about Hollywood, right?
Hollywood.
No, I don't want to get off on the tangent. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, we will link this all together. In 1980.
It always comes back to the weirdos.
Yeah. And emigrated to New York nominally to solicit high technology investment into Israel, especially its arms industry. His prime assignment, however, was to field espionage networks, including those later directing Jonathan Pollard. Yakov was certainly well suited for both tasks, having formed or sponsored a dozen of Israel's top arms industries and arms smuggling fronts. Some of these fronts later were implicated in the Iran-Contra sales, which the U.S. Justice
Department... Oh, Ali and the boys.
Oh, yeah, you get those networks. The U.S. Justice Department has done so much to protect. Yakov himself had traveled to Iran on several occasions, according to some reports, on behalf of these U.S.-Israeli sales. But Yakov's connections are not simply to Israel. Yakov's Russian-born wife has had a series of interesting previous marriages into the exiled Russian nobility. U.S. intelligence sources report she has come under investigation for possible ties to the KGB. Yakov and his wife travel to the USSR every year. Remember, this is 1980.
There is nothing to see here. Please keep moving along.
1988. Remember this. The most significant operations established by Yakov is the Binational Industrial Research and Development Foundation. BIRD has been formed in May 1977 by the U.S. and Israeli governments, nominally to promote and support mutually profitable cooperation between the private sectors of the U.S. and Israeli high technology industry. In fact, BIRD's purpose was to facilitate Israeli scientific espionage in the United States, as later seen by its tasking of Jonathan Pollard. This espionage was sanctioned by networks within the U.S. government as part of the secret protocols of the 1979 Camp David Accords. Now, I've got to finish, but just remember who was present for all that. Dr. Steve Pachenik, CFR, Assistant to the Secretary of State, working with Henry Kissinger, Paul Bremer, the man who set Iraq on fire when all the generals said we're ready to restore order. Nope, sack everyone, and Israel came in. The whole place was on fire. You're going to get a law. Let me continue. The chairman of the executive committee of BIRD is the aforementioned Dr. Yigal Erik, the chief scientist of the Israeli Ministry of Industry. There are two prominent Americans on BIRD's board of governors. One was until recently John Negroponte, currently deputy director of the National Security Council and one of the principal overseers of the Iran-Contra deals. The other is Assistant Secretary of the Treasury for International Affairs, David C. Mulford. Mulford is a former senior officer in William Weld's family firm. I'm nearly finished. Simultaneously with the formation of BIRD, Arnold Burns began forming a series of Bahamian-Israeli research firms, which to the naive government investigator appeared to be mere shady tax shelters or fronts for illegal tax scams. Every single one of Burns' firms were established by Burns in coordination with the above-mentioned BIRD agent Israel Rosen. All projects carried out at the firms was done under the authority of BIRD's Eric. Now, I'm going to stop there. This has links to the Department of Justice, a whole range of neocons. It has links with Benjamin Netanyahu. That's why he was screaming to let Jonathan Pollard out. I almost liked Donald Rumsfeld. Not Donald Rumsfeld, Dick Cheney. The video footage is available online. I almost liked him. He sat there and he was fuming when they gave him the maximum 30 to life. They said, but he was only spying for an ally. The problem was, and you could see Cheney was spuming. He said he did untold damage to this country. Because that everything he was tasked with, everything he was tasked with, he was specifically given stuff which was useful to the Soviet Union, had nothing to do with Israel. Israel is a backdoor from the Soviet Union, Russia, and it hasn't stopped. KGB, Vladimir Putin, by the time we have finished and by the time this is in a video, it will destroy once and for all and expose the Russia-China-Israel cooperation, including Iran. And you will see Donald Trump's role. And all you Trumpians, you better hope. I actually think Trump will end up doing the correct business. Why? Jim Mattis. Maybe. And there's proof of that. We'll see what happens. It's going to have to unfold. But this is gold. And once you understand and put this together, there's Pechenik, there's Stone, there's Bolton, there's Sex Rings, there's Nexium Cult, there's Bronfman, there's the X Committee, there's the Mega Group, there's Amitai Etzioni, the former Israeli Special Forces soldier who's at Georgetown University pushing the communitarian cause. Okay, if that's the new ideology, then the Smart Cities Program where they're going to shove us all, vaccinate us and sterilize us. It's all coming together in this video. This video is so big, and I have to do it a section at a time, and I'm asking for people, send cash, because we all need some money to keep doing this work, because Alex Jones getting $57 million a year is not going to give you this information.
Absolutely.
Yes. Oh, this is just the taste. This is the taste. This is a few ordinary people. Okay, the bottom line is, see, that's why I listened to Jones. Jones has said, basically, the CFR has been betrayed by China. So now you've got Pechenik coming out, threatening Putin. Pechenik said, shut up, Putin, I put you in power. Pechenik saying, I put you in there and we'll take you out again. That was from the words of Dr. Steve Pechenik. Wow. So basically, it looks like Netanyahu, Xi Jinping of China, and Vladimir Putin, sons of the City of London, have basically said to Dad, we're running the company now, we've got the shotgun, we've got the 700-horsepower 454 twin-turbo sledgehammer sports car, and we're taking over.
Wow. Well,
that's the word.
Oh, and everybody else is just so distracted by everything else that's going on. It's
well, now Americans have to die in a potential war now to fix the Council on Foreign Relations, Henry Kissinger, Rothschild's Communist Party, Communism for Rothschild movement. Now that they've set it up and they've been betrayed, now Americans have to die fixing everything.
And it's all right there in your face. Do you believe
in your face? And they've got the legislation in front of you. You've got it in front of you, which says you will give the Soviet state, satellite state of Israel, all your tech so Putin can fix his aircraft and get Super Cruise on his Su-57 fighter. And China can build a decent plane that doesn't fall out of the sky. And Iran can build a stealth bomber. So Israel can go, oh, my God, look at Iran. We're going to have to build even bigger. We're going to have to blow up Syria and take it all over because Iran's going to get us.
Yeah, I don't trust those bastards as far as I can throw them either.
Iran, apart from Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, was the only leader to stop it. He was the only one why they went after him.
Yeah. All right, folks, we'll be right back into the second hour. Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media Reloaded. With Brendan O'Connell.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.